you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, January 6, 2020, our first full week in this new year, this new decade. And Marianne, I'm going to be talking kind of fast. I'm throttled high.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready to go. We have an exciting special guest in the studio with us, and we're going to talk about a real unique and a wonderful gathering that's going to be happening here on Tuesday night, January 21st. So we're going to talk all about this special workshop, seminar. You're going to really be blessed and encouraged. There's going to be three special guests that night teaching and talking and answering your questions. And best of all, it's free, but this is a very value-added event that we want to encourage you to come and be a part of. And so there'll be an attorney, a CPA, and a CFP, a financial consultant from Thrivent Financial, one of our favorite organizations and ministries locally. But more to say about that in just a minute or two. It's Memorization Monday, too, and so this is our first Monday, a new verse in this new year, in this new decade, and we've been reading from a book called 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. And so if it's the first time you've heard about this book or it's the first time you've entertained the idea of memorizing Scripture, that's great. Just start on this verse. Today we're going to be looking at Proverbs 3:5, which is one of the very first Scriptures I ever memorized, probably 40, 50 years ago. I've always loved Proverbs 3:5 and 6. But this week we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, and then next week it'll be Proverbs 3:6.
But, you know, I don't think you're alone in that. I've heard so many people say that's one of their favorite verses.
Oh, it's a go-to, that and 1 John 1. I don't know. There's so many good go-tos.
And do you realize we are back on track? I mean, come on November 1st, here we were just wandering in so tired and talking to people, and Bob DiGenio walked in, and we just, you know... A free-for-all. Now we're back on our schedule.
Yep, back on Mondays, Memorization Monday. Tuesdays will continue to be Testimony Tuesday. In fact, tomorrow, Lord willing, Pastor Adam Tolbert along with Richard Berkey. So he's going to introduce his pastor.
Great.
And so we'll have them tomorrow. And then Wednesday, with our Prime Life Times in Review, we'll have Kathleen Jennings reading her story from the January edition of the Prime Life Times. Then Thursday, our good friend Joey Kroll will give you an encouraging word from the Lord. And then Friday we'll continue with Pastor Jason Schiffel.
We are back on track.
So we're going to be back on track this week. And we have the special guest that we'll introduce in just a moment because I want to make sure you all put this on your calendar and there is a response. You'll need to be calling in the next couple of weeks because it's limited seating and they have special refreshments and such. But put it on your calendar Tuesday, January 21st, and we'll talk about it in just
a
minute.
Okay, so we're going to read from Robert Morgan's book, and we're on chapter 38, Proverbs 3:5. You want to say the verse?
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
That's good. If God can guide the birds in their migrations and the planets in their orbits, he has an appointed way for our lives and can lead us accordingly. Many biblical texts reassure us of divine guidance, and among the best is Proverbs 3:5 and 6. Taken together, we have three commands and one all-embracing promise. Three commands. Number one, trust in the Lord with all your heart. We can lean on the Lord's promise because we can lean on the Lord himself, who is unchanging, unfailing, unerring, and illimitable. Two, do not rely on your own understanding. This doesn't mean we shouldn't think through decisions or use our God-given minds. It means we think through things in total submission with God's will and in complete awareness of his superior knowledge about the things that concern us. Number three, think about him in all your ways. Acknowledge him by saying, Lord, I want to turn this dilemma or decision over to you. I desire your perfect will.
And we all said amen to that.
And one promise, he will guide you in the right paths. He will direct you in all your ways, giving you the wisdom to do what's best and providentially arranging the circumstances of life according to his will. He'll lead you in the right path. Now here's a really interesting story that Mr. Morgan has. Burleigh Law served as a jungle pilot in Central Africa. One day he took off in clear skies, but shortly he noticed thunderclouds in the distance, and these thunderheads rushed together at startling speed. Burleigh frantically searched for an airstrip, but there was nowhere to land. Openings appeared in the clouds here and there, and he kept turning his plane toward them, following little patches of blue. It was like a needle threading its way through fabric. Burleigh was lost in the skies, depending entirely on visible navigation. Finally, spotting a little landing strip, he made it safely to the ground. Suddenly, a vehicle raced up to his plane, and a nurse jumped out and ran to the plane, shouting, "I don't know where you came from, but I know you're an answer to our prayers." This woman was staying with a missionary couple who had been isolated on a remote station for months. The unsettled political situation had left them cut off from outside communication. The roads were impassable and the bridges out. The missionary wife had become ill with fever and possible rabies. That morning, they had called together the Christians in the village, and the church had earnestly prayed for God's guidance. That day, the Lord arranged the storm clouds to direct and guide Burleigh Law and his little plane to that spot of earth. He can direct our paths, even if they're in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a quote from Billy Zioli. Every morning he walked into the Oval Office, he quoted Proverbs 3:5-6. That's how he started his day. Billy Zioli, an executive, said this about President Gerald Ford.
So was Gerald the one saying that Proverbs 3:5-6?
Yeah, every morning Gerald Ford went into the Oval Office, he quoted this scripture. Isn't that something?
That's a good verse. It's one of my favorites, and next week when we get to share both verses 5 and 6, mm-hmm. I'll have a lot more to say.
We haven't introduced our guest.
Yeah, we haven't. And I was going to ask him, hey, Bruce, have you read Proverbs 3:5-6 before?
I'm familiar with it.
Yes, it's a great verse. It's one that I think we can cling to, and it just speaks for itself. Trust in the Lord with all. I get too fired up. It could be a whole program, but we wanted to have you in today, Bruce, because with the deadline to call in just a couple weeks by Thursday, January 16, you're helping host here at the Great News Radio Center a special seminar or workshop, a Q&A about Do Your Children Know? Can you tell us a little about it and why our listeners should be interested? And many are Thriving Financial members, which is such a great organization, mm-hmm. and you help people recognize how to best steward the gifts and the resources God has given to them to help many causes, and many support this radio ministry, and I know Thriving Financial has helped underwrite some of the costs of some of our concerts and our outreaches and gatherings, so we appreciate the ministry and the work that you do, you and Dean Halls and your team here in the Champaign area, but you're going to be putting on this special, what are we calling it, a workshop, a seminar?
We'll call it a seminar.
Okay, a seminar.
Workshop means there's work to be done.
Okay.
Seminar means you sit there and listen, but it's something in between, because actually we try to make it as interactive as possible. You know, it's called Do Your Children Know? It is something that Kyle Emkus and Rex Kallenbach and I put together back in 2014. You know, we really asked the question, we all deal with families and their legacy in different capacities, mm-hmm. one doing their taxes, one doing their legal work, and one doing their financial planning. But we found that repeatedly, a lot of families just don't have that conversation about their legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And people assume, well, that's just, you know, my money. Well, no, there's a lot more to legacy than just money. It's, you know, your greatest legacy is teaching your children to know Christ.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
We're going to be focused on the bigger picture legacy here, but we're actually going to be really trying to encourage people, bring your mom and dad, bring your children. This is an opportunity to talk to an attorney, a CPA, and a CFP, to talk about things such as basic wills, power of attorney documents, end-of-life decisions.
Mm-hmm.
How are different products taxed now and later? And how do we pull all this information together with this team of professionals and really look at the big picture and ask, how do we be a good stewardship in light of taxes, in light of estate taxes, in light of the new law that just came out with the Secure Act and some of the major changes coming just this year? So we enjoy this. We each take turns. It's about 30 minutes, 40 minutes each. And we just kind of lay it out there and say, these are the things that we deal with, and these are the things that you as a family ought to be talking about. Put aside your German and your Norwegian roots and have this conversation it's important.
And I really like the fact that you're encouraging people to come with their parents or children.
Yeah.
So say somebody in their 60s and they have their parents in their 80s, 85s. It might be kind of an awkward conversation that they haven't had yet, but by coming to the seminar and learning together, and it will open up dialogue. And, hey, Mom, where do you keep the records? Mom, where are these things stored in the home in the event something happened? And I think this is a very non-threatening environment where you can ask questions. Well, how will this work? And what do we need to know? Or what are the tax consequences? Or how can we minimize these things and create this open dialogue?
I always talk to people at the end, whether it's in meetings or in this workshop. It's if you go home and we haven't caused you to have a conversation, then we failed. Because this is all about breaking the ice and causing a good, constructive conversation.
So this could be somebody that brings their mom and dad that are in their 80s or 90s, or it could be somebody in their 50s and 60s just wanting to plan ahead or think through things, or it could be an elderly person that just wants to know, how can I better maximize or designate certain resources that I have, or what are some of the advantages or disadvantages.
Right.
I think with having an attorney, a CPA, and then a financial consultant all together, they can ask a myriad of questions,
right? Yeah, we go through the seminar portion, but we always promise, you know, we will be here as long as you have questions. And that's a dangerous offer sometimes, but we enjoy it because it's a great time to interact with people and answer a lot of questions that people just, they assume or they haven't thought of yet.
So this is happening on Tuesday night, January 21st, but you must RSVP by Thursday, January 16th. So you have a couple weeks to call, and you'll be calling the East Central Illinois Group, the Thriving Group here in Champaign. The number to call is 217-819-4646. That's 217-819-4646. In case you're driving or you can't remember that number, just call the station and Karen can give you that information. But the event is happening on Tuesday, January 21st, right here at Lincoln Square at the Great News Radio Center. And there'll be some desserts and snacks and, you know, bottled water or, you know, a Coke or something to drink. It'll be limited seating, so you need to call right away. Again, the number is 217-819-4646, 217-819-4646. And I appreciate all that Thrivent does for the community at large. You have your Thrivent teams that go out and help with nonprofit charitable causes. You have choice dollars that many Thrivent members can then designate towards charitable causes, and we're the recipient of a number of people that give that. You're also just actively engaged in just helping people think through, they have resources and how do they want to create a legacy, helping their church or their nonprofit organization and designating funds to their children. And there's different even ways when people turn like 70 and a half or something where they have to start taking their Social Security, and there's advantages where if they designate some of those funds, they're not taxable. Some of the monies that they're required to take out, they can designate towards, what's it called, R something D's?
Yeah, required minimum distributions. So there's a law now that says if you would like to gift that required distribution to a charity, you don't pay tax on it. They don't pay tax on it. It's a win-win.
Yeah. So there's a myriad of questions that they can come with and ask. And I love the fact that we'll have three different special guests, an attorney, a CPA, and then you as a financial consultant to answer questions. And it's free. So some of them might be like, how will this work out? And, you know, you can give your best explanation at the time. I mean, some things they need to really sit down and it might be an hour or two conversation. But this will be a great way for them to come together, come with their family, their friends. Again, it's happening on Tuesday night, January 21st, but you need to RSVP by Thursday, January 16th. Now, if you looked at the ad in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, I just want to point this out so there's not any confusion. The ad in our paper says Monday, January 21st, but it's really Tuesday, January 21st. So disregard the Monday. It's going to be Tuesday here at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square.
You know, one thing that has really struck me, Bruce, when you were talking earlier, it feels very refreshing and healthy the way you talk about all this, because, I mean, I got to thinking when you were talking, we do all leave a legacy, whether we actually want to or not. We do go away. We do. Death is real. And, you know, to not leave confusion, but to leave straightforward, everybody's in the know, there's no hidden things to learn, no big surprises. That's so healthy. I love it.
Well, we each leave a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a big legacy, sometimes it's small, sometimes it's simple, mm-hmm. complex, planned or unplanned.
Right. Yeah.
Good or bad. We're each going to leave a legacy. It's how we define that and how we plan that out.
One thing that struck me, though, is when you did say big or small, I mean, we tend to think, oh, if I don't have millions, I don't need to go to this, or if I don't even have hundreds of thousands, I don't need to deal with it. But we do, because we're also leaving a legacy of honor and of order, one might say.
Stewardship.
Yeah, stewardship.
Yeah, and I've heard people reference or refer to, if you don't have something laid out or clearly understood, whether mm-hmm. it's in a will or
yeah.
some kind of documentation.
It's just confusion.
Then the government gets a bigger piece if it's not designated or if it's not really clear. And so mm-hmm. to be a good steward of the resources God has entrusted to us, we want to make it clear and easily understood. And I like, even before we began this program, we prayed up. And you, Bruce, I always love reluctant guests in the
Aww.
Studio, people that really aren't there to say, look at me, I was on the radio, or, you know, drawing attention to yourself. You said, Mark, this is kind of a stretch for me. And as you prayed, it reminded me of something my mom said. She used to always say, Lord, keep me green so I know I'm growing.
Aww.
And you were saying how this will be a growing experience for you. I love that, because your training as a financial consultant, you know, you have credentials, you have credibility, and yet you come into this humbly wanting to help people understand that these resources that they have are really gifts from God, and you want to help them best steward them, best find means or avenues so that their legacy is carried on, that ministries are funded, or their family is taken care of, and maybe with that access, they can help determine to help other causes. I love that about Thrive and Financial, how you look at the resources that people have as gifts from God for them to manage and steward in godly ways.
Well, Thrivent is a very credible company.
So, Bruce, take us through. Somebody's entertaining the idea, well, you know, maybe I can come with my mom, or maybe I just need to go and learn some more. They walk in the door. What's going to happen over the course of that hour, hour and a half that you and these two other advisors share?
I think everybody, whether they're very well versed in all of these topics or they're not, they're going to walk away with some sort of a seed that's going to continue to gnaw at them and cause them to act. And whether that act is to have a conversation with their children or grandchildren about debt, or have a conversation with their children or grandchildren about what are the places that I've always given to and why?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that important? And here is my plan. That's part of my legacy, is not just the money part of it. James Dobson talks about in his book called Your Legacy, The Greatest Gift. He says, there's no higher priority in life than providing effective spiritual training.
Hmm. Hmm.
We're not doing a Bible study that night,
right,
but there's going to be references all throughout to being a good steward. And part of that spiritual training is being a good steward and making your blessings a blessing on others.
Hmm. Well, tell us a little about this Joe and Mary. You're going to help us all walk through their lives.
Well, we have a fun time with this. Joe and Mary are our fictitious family. And they have Sally, their daughter. And we start with Joe and Mary going through. We use this as the storyline.
Mm.
You know, they get married. They have Sally. We don't know if Sally is going to turn out to be Mustang Sally or Saver Sally.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we thread that through all of our conversations. And we put a bow on it by looking at, okay, now Mary and Joe are 60 years old. And
that's not that
Sally
old.
Sally is 40.
That's getting younger all the time for us, right,
Mary?
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we unpack this and say they've done a good job of saving, and Sally has done a good job of saving. How does this all unfold? how does this work with required minimum distributions and inheritance and their giving plans? Because we have some pretty significant changes that just happened with the IRA, stretch IRA rules, that are really going to put things in a tough spot if we don't do some planning ahead of time.
All right, listening friend, the event is happening here at the Great News Radio Center in Lincoln Square on Tuesday night, January 21st, basically from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Now, some of you may stay longer and want to have other questions answered, but the seminar is happening here. It's a free seminar, Tuesday, January 21st, but you must RSVP by Thursday, January 16th, so 2 weeks away, by calling 217-819-4646. That's 217-819-4646. This is a free seminar, but there will be limited seating, so call right away. And the three speakers will be attorney Kyle Emkiss, CPA Rex Kallenbach, and Bruce Paulsrud, yours truly.
Right here with us,
CPA and a financial consultant with Thrive and Financial. Highly recommend this. Do your children know your legacy strategy, how your strategy will impact people and places you care about? And then you mentioned the names of your representatives. Who would those be?
So whether that's one of the three mentioned, or your CPA, your attorney, or your CFP, do they know who those people are? Because that's important. That is your financial team.
Yeah, and some of the children might live out of state and don't know who their parents or folks work with, or sometimes spouses. I asked Holly the other day, hey, where do you keep all of our records and such? I didn't even
know.
So, all right, everyone. Well, RSVP by Thursday, January 16th. The number to call is 217-819-4646. The event is happening here at Lincoln Square in the Great News Radio Center on Tuesday night, January 21st, beginning at 6:30.
You've already made me think about some things, Bruce. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.